The parashas Bahaloscha begins. Bahaloscha es haneros, about Aaron lighting the candles, and there's a famous Rashi on the pasuk that Aaron was commanded to light the candles, and it says Vayas Kein Aaron, and Aaron went ahead and lit the candles. That's what the Torah says. And Rashi writes, why are you telling me that Aaron lit the candles? So famous Rashi, quoting Chazal, Shifcho Shel Aaron, the praise of Aaron, that he listened to what God said and he didn't deviate. So the question is, at first glance, it seems a little difficult. It's not like you're talking to your kid, you're talking to your students, you're talking to someone who, well, may listen, may not listen, and well, he listened. Okay, let me point it out. We're talking about Aaron HaKohen. We're talking about the great Aaron. I'm like, what do you mean? If God told them directly to do something, he's not going to do it? Like, what's Rashi getting at? What's Rashi getting at? It seems to be more to it. What Shifcho Shel Aaron Shiloshina, it seems to be a lot more to it. So what's Rashi getting at? So the different schools of thought, what Rashi's going to mean. So Rashi says, so one shot in Rashi is, what is Aaron HaKohen known as? What's his quality? Aaron was an Ohev Shalom and a Rodev Shalom. He was someone who loved peace and ran after peace. In other words, and we know the famous stories. He used to go to people and say, and work out, whether it's husband and wife, different people. Don't worry, why are you fighting with this person? No, they really like you. You know, whatever he knew what he had to say. He went to all the different people. In fact, you know what, and he made, you know, and he brought people back, people that they weren't so observant. He spoke to them. So in other words, basically, it's kind of like, not the same, obviously, but like someone running NCSY, like, you know, like, or Eishet Torah, or Sameach, one. That, you know, a kira professional who works with all different types of people. So, you know, he worked with different types of people, you know, and other problems. But Ohev Shalom, he was always looking to work out things and make peace. And therefore, he was involved in a lot of situations where we know when you're in the kira world, one of the dangers is that sometimes, you know, compromising your own principles in order to save someone else. So that's the greatness of Aaron Shiloshina. Even though he was involved in many compromising situations, but he never compromised on the standards. V'hagid Shifcho Shiloshina. Of course he listened to what God said, that's not a question. But in his involvement with the people and all the things that were going on with it, the greatness of Aaron was that he was able to be, so to speak, a kira professional and keep his uncompromising standards. That's one explanation, they say, on the greatness of Aaron Shiloshina. The second...
Is that Rashi?
No, yeah, Rashi. See, yeah, Rashi just says, why is the Torah say Vayas Kein Aaron? So it says, so Rashi writes, it's the praise of Aaron that he didn't change. So they're just hashing out what is Rashi getting at. So I think it's so some commentators say like that pshat, that he kept his uncompromising principles. Others suggest another explanation that we all know. What do you mean? Lahagid Shifcho Shel Aaron Shiloshina. That we know in life, and we discussed it a couple of weeks ago, in Parshas Bahar, when we ask Ma Inyan Shemitah Eitzo Har Sinai, why does the Torah use Shemitah, or Yovel for that matter, as an example, as a mitzvah given in Har Sinai? They could have used, all the mitzvahs were given in Har Sinai, so why were they picked out? So we gave different answers, but one of the answers from Rav Nissen Alper was, is because since Shemitah and Jeff pointed out, Yovel's even more, it's every 50 years, that
yes.
Usually when we do things all the time, we start doing things by rote. And we start, you know, we don't have the same feeling for the things we do. Human nature is, things that happen once in a while, we're more excited about it. Like I always point out, when a bar mitzvah boy or a pre-bar mitzvah boy comes to shul for the first time and putting on his new pair of tefillin with the father or the family taking pictures, he has a big smile on his face. So I always say my bracha to the bar mitzvah boy is that the same joy you have right now with putting on tefillin, you should have it at Me'av Yesrim. You should have, because it's much harder things when you do things, you know, that's the challenge of davening. When we say the same Shemoneh Esrei, it's the same words, but we're supposed to, you know, feel differently all the time. So we all know the challenge. Sometimes we rise above it, others we don't. But we know the challenge is anytime you do something all the time, it's harder to keep the excitement. If you're going on a trip, a once-in-a-lifetime trip, I'm so excited. Or even some people go, at this point, going anywhere. Post-COVID might be exciting, but leaving your house might be exciting. But things that you do regularly, obviously, it's hard to get excited over. It doesn't mean you shouldn't get excited. Does it? You know, every time you daven, you have to work on yourself. That you, I mean, from a logical point of view, obviously, we have so much more to thank God for. It makes sense, but this one. Emotional point of view, it's hard to get excited all the time. So that's what they point out. The same excitement he had the first time he lit the menorah, every subsequent time, Aaron had the same excitement. That's the Hagid Shivcho Shaloshina. He was able to keep, even though it's something that happened all the time, he was able to keep the excitement going. And that's what we explained also as well in different times about the famous debate in the Talmud, what's the most important pasuk in the Torah, in Chazal, different midrashim. So one opinion is, V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, love your neighbor like yourself. Another one I think is, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, obviously, accepting God is one. And the third pasuk is about the carbon tamid, the carbon they brought in the temple every day. It's a keves echatas, they brought it every day. So that we understand at first glance, the first two make a lot of sense. Like, the haftil reicha kamocha, wow, that's Rabbi Akiva zekhal gadol batorah. We understand how one can think, one can make a case. That's Benadam Machaveiro, that's the most important mitzvah in the Torah. And as well, conversely, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, I can make a case. As Benadam Lamakom, that's a prerequisite. But what does Karban Tamid have to do with being the most important pasuk in the Torah?
Yes.
So that's what the commentators explain is because
yes. It's
what's the greatness of the Karban Tamid is the consistency, that it's easy to get excited once in a while, you do different things, but to as they say, not to become a millionaire, but to become a minionaire, the one who comes to minion every day, one who davens every day, anytime you do something on a daily basis, it's the consistency, and that's the yisod of Judaism, not the once in a while I get excited events, that doesn't say much about. But it's the everyday things that shows the true greatness. And that's why as the Meshech Chochma explains the difference between Ashrei and Hallel. The Gemara says, if you say Ashrei every day, you zocheh to Olam Haba. But if you say, how every day you're Magadef and a Macharef, you're like cursing God. So the question is, they both come from the book of Tehillim. So why is one, I say the book of Tehillim, I'm great. I say the book of Tehillim, I'm terrible. Like, why such a, dichotomy here? So the Meshech Chacham explains, because when do you say Hallel? You say Hallel when a nace happens, a supernatural miracle happens. So someone who only sees God when a miracle happens, you know, you're as good as your last at bat. You're as good as your last nace. That person's missing the whole essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Ashrei is in the form of Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey. You see God on the everyday things, the things you have in common with the animals. You eat, you drink, you sleep. Those, one who sees God in the everyday things, that type of attitude will lead to Olam Haba. The attitude of, what have you done for me lately? When's the next miracle you're going to do for me? You know, so that's not a correct attitude. That's why you say Ashrei, your attitude, you zocha to Olam Haba, but saying Hallel, you're Magadev. And that's why it says as well by a ger, the Gemara says you have to tell them about the mitzvahs Kalos and Chamuras before a ger converts. So the question is, I understand you telling him the Chamuras, the difficult mitzvahs, but why do you have to tell him the easy mitzvahs? If you're going to do the difficult mitzvahs in Kal Vachomer, you're going to do the easy mitzvahs. But no, that's not the way it works. As Rav Dessler explains, with the Maisa and the Gemara, with Rav Yossi ben Kisma, that Rav Yossi ben Kisma fell ill, and I think it was Rav Yochanan, I might be getting some names wrong, I think Rav Yochanan went to visit Rav Yossi ben Kisma, and he went to do Bikur Cholim. So while he was there, they were talking. So it was during the time of the Roman persecution. Whoever teaches Torah publicly is going to get killed. So Rav Yossi ben Kisma, who was sick, told Rav Yochanan, it's great you're teaching Torah, but do it privately. Don't risk your life and do it in a public fashion. Let's do it in a private way. And then, then part of the discussion was, so Rav Yochanan asked Rav Yossi ben Kisma, am I going to be zocha to Olam Haba? Am I going to be zocha to reward in the next world? So he says, I don't know. Tell me something you did. Okay, let me think. You know what? I remember one time, I think it was Purim, and I mixed up some atanas rav yonim, some tzedakah money with my suda. You know what I did? I gave all $5 to tzedakah. I gave it all to my tanas. You know that. So Rav Yossi ben Kisma said, again, I might be mixing up the names, but Rav Yossi ben Kisma said, wow, you actually took the couple of dollars and you gave it all to tzedakah? Wow, may my lot be like your lot. I'd love to get the reward in Olam Haba you're going to get. I wish I was close to getting that. So the question is obvious. In the Gemara said, what was one of the things Rav Yochanan did? He risked his life to teach Torah. So you would think when he asked him, give me some example of some great event you did, he would give that. It says he gives some seemingly trivial thing. At one time I mixed a couple of bucks. Like what? Which one you think is greater? So Rav Dessler explains, no. He got it. We don't understand. He got it right. True greatness is on the little things. And a lot of people, when special situations come up, be it the Holocaust or be it under... You know, everyone knows when you have I won't give names, but whoever a prominent guest is coming, oh, what do you need? I'll have them over. You need me to volunteer for anything. When you get big, you know, people in the 5 o'clock news, it's easy to get volunteers. To get someone to clean up for Shalosh Shudas, after everyone's going home and no one's there, no one knows about it, it's a lot difficult. In other words, it's true greatness of character we learn about some is on the little things in life, not the things that are on the five. You know, that as people compared Mother Teresa to, let's say, Lady Di. So I'm not getting into comparisons. I don't know either. But one thing I'll say is Lady Di was always in front of the cameras. I'm not saying she went to dead in any way, but that doesn't tell me as much. But if Mother Teresa, who lived out in the middle of nowhere, and she sacrificed her life to say it, so it's more of the principle. I'm not really commenting on the two of them. I reserve comment on the two of them. I'm just making the concept that it's the everyday things, not in front. And that's what, Gare sometimes might rise above his true nature. And well, for a difficult mission, you know what? I'm gonna be able to do it. But on everyday thing, I'm not getting involved in this. This is too boring. It's too trivial. When you get a, before a Gare converts to Judaism, it's not enough to accept the chamuras. You got to accept the kalos also, the everyday things. And that's the greatness of Aaron Shaloshina. The same excitement, the same way he performed the mitzvah the first time, he performed it the second, third, and 100th time. And the third pshat to conclude with is that, what do you mean, the greatness of Aaron Shaloshina? Because quite many times in life, you know, we know the people before, you know, the average Chaim, Reuven, Shimon, you know, Yosef, Kama Yosef, Bashuka, he's like Joe in the Shuk. And then, you know, these people, then sometimes people become famous or infamous. And they come back, you know, to you, they come back to the town that is still Chaim. You know, so then you notice, so some people, they're the same person you knew before. Chaim's the same, and other people, wow, he's really taking this to his head. Like, you know, he's really, you know, full of himself. Like, this is because he has this important job or he's making a lot of money. Doesn't make him any better than I am. Or, you know, or he comes off haughty and self-righteous. So, different people. And when they, you know, when you're surrounded by yes people, you start believing what, you know, people say about you, etc. So there are different types of, so we know through life, there are people who are the same, and other people change a lot of times for the worse. So that's the greatness. Aaron, even though he had the prominent position, brother of Moshe, Kohen Gadol, involved in the important duties in the Mikdash, as you know, it didn't stop him. He was always Shalom and Rodos Shalom. It's the same Aaron of Kohen when he was a nobody, so to speak. That's the same Aaron of Kohen when he was Aaron of Kohen. Shifcho shel Aaron Shaloshina. He kept his same personality, his same midos, his same anava. And that's the greatness of Aaron Shaloshina. So we had three explanations. What's the greatness? What's Rashi getting at? Either the greatness of Aaron, even though he was involved with many people who weren't the best, but, and he was put himself in many compromising situations, but he kept to his compromising, he never compromised on his standards, even when he had difficult decisions to make. That's the greatness of Aaron, uncompromising standards, or as we said, the greatness of Aaron, that he kept the excitement. He was able to sustain the excitement even on the 100th time he did something. And it's the Shifcho shel Aaron, the same Aaron when he was just Aaron, HaKatan, he was the same Aaron when he became Aaron HaKohen. And that's the greatness of Aaron Shaloshina. And that's what Rashi's getting at. That's why the Torah says, Vayaz Kein Aaron, Shifcho shel Aaron Shaloshina. That is the greatness of Aaron HaKohen. Any questions?